Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesdays are the time to strengthen your roster depth. It's the Through the Wire podcast with Paul Kelly and Tom Brawley from FantasyGuru.com.
Getting you ready for Week 16, Fantasy Championship Week for a lot of us. It is the Through the Wire podcast here at FantasyGuru.com. I'm staff writer Paul Kelly along with senior writer Tom Brawley. We get together every Tuesday morning for this podcast to walk you through some of the more interesting waiver wire options of the week, guys that we know that you are wondering about. Now, up on the site, fantasyguru.com, for subscribers, you will find our complete waiver wire article. We do update that article every day, multiple times, as we get more information about injuries and practice reports and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and walk you through some of the options here. We'll begin with the quarterback position, and it's been a great year, Tom, for streaming quarterbacks. If you didn't invest a high draft pick in your quarterback this year, you're probably doing just fine. We've seen many quarterbacks on the low end come through with solid fantasy digits pretty much all year long. So let's take a look at some streaming options for Week 16 and Kirk Cousins. Let's start there. Washington Redskins getting it done here. I know he's been kind of up and down, especially when it comes to road games. He's only had 20 fantasy points once in six road games this year, but he is on a bit of a roll right now. He did play well against the Eagles earlier this year with a couple of TDs and 290 passing yards, and that Eagles defense certainly can be had, Tom.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with, DeSean Jackson is playing at a really high level here, and Cousins has really benefited, since DeSean has come back here the last few weeks here, since I think week 9 or 10 there. He does have a, pretty severe home road dichotomy. He's a very different guy, but, he's playing at a high level here. The Eagles secondary certainly isn't scary. We've seen teams, throw it all over them. And, Cousins is probably out there in a lot of waiver wires, and he could be a season winner here.
Teddy Bridgewater this week is a guy we haven't talked about much because he's been very disappointing this year for fantasy. But the last couple of weeks, we have to acknowledge that he has been playing better, completing 75% of his passes, 8 touchdowns, no picks over his last 2 games, also has a rushing touchdown in his last 2 weeks here. He's got the Giants this week. The Giants, of course, giving up the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks, so not out of the question that Bridgewater can keep it going this week, Tom.
Yeah, and I think you also have to look at the running back position for them. Adrian Peterson, busted his ankle up a little bit last week. He's not at 100% here. He says he's going to play, but, he wasn't effective last week, so it's not a guarantee that he's going to be effective this week. So, the offense might have to be more on Teddy's shoulders here. So, every team is taking advantage here of the Giants secondary. So, Teddy, I wouldn't have full faith in him to, come through for my fantasy team, but if you're in a tough spot here, he's certainly viable.
A couple of running back situations here we should probably address. In Buffalo, LeSean McCoy dealing with a torn MCL. I can't imagine we are going to see him back on the field this year with Buffalo, considering they're out of the playoff hunt at this point. We know he's not going to go here in Week 16, so we're left with Carlos Williams, a guy that was very effective earlier in the year, scoring touchdowns pretty much every game. Hasn't done a whole lot recently, though, and Mike Gillisley, who's been getting some snaps in this backfield, he actually ripped off a long touchdown in Week 15. So you've got Williams, you've got Gillisley. If you're looking to add somebody from the wire this week, Tom, which way do you go here?
I'd still go with the Carlos Williams here. I still think he has the better skill set, the better season-long performance. But, Gillisley has looked good here in recent weeks. And, of course, he has to make this a split backfield. At least that's what it looks like going into here. And Williams has had some durability issues. He's had the concussion earlier this year, had a shoulder injury recently. So I don't see them giving him 20 touches this week. But, Williams has shown, he just needs 10 touches to, break off a long run or, catch a few passes. So I'd lean towards Williams there. But it is going to be a split backfield.
Yeah, and this Dallas offense stinks, so you'd think that the Buffalo running backs probably have a pretty good chance of getting a lot of touches in this game.
How about in San Diego? Melvin Gordon placed on IR. His season is over. Not that he's been great for fantasy. He's been anything but. But he is a guy who's going to get you 10 to 15 carries each and every week, and now he's not in the mix. So Donald Brown, next man up there. Obviously, we know about the presence of Danny Woodhead, who went absolutely bananas in Week 15. But Donald Brown has an opportunity here to put up some fantasy digits. He did have 14 touches, more than 100 total yards in Week 15. So Donald Brown, the matchup isn't great this week, Tom, against the Raiders. They don't give up a whole lot on the ground, but it looks like he is going to just step right in and take over that Melvin Gordon role.
Yeah, and we got a few questions about Gordon going out. Does this mean Woodhead's going to be, you know, running the ball more? And I really don't see that happening. I don't see his role really changing much. He's not going to be a guy that's going to carry it, you know, 10 to 15 times in a game. So Brown comes in. He probably steps right into Gordon's role. Gordon hasn't been great. Gordon is definitely, you know, more talented than Brown. So it's tough to expect that, you know, Brown is going to come in here behind that offensive line and even run for 60 yards. But at this point in the season, I mean, there's a lot of running back problems all around the league. You know, just knowing that Brown might get 12 to 15 touches might be enough, you know, for you in your league.
Yeah, I mean, that makes him viable right there. Raiders, though, only giving up 59 yards on the ground over their last four games to opposing running backs. In Seattle, we got a little clarity on that situation there with Lynch out, with Thomas Rawls out. Everybody was trying to figure out last week what's going to happen with the carries here. Is it going to be Fred Jackson? Derek Coleman actually started the game at running back this week for Seattle. And, of course, the team did bring in Christian Michael and Bryce Brown last week to compete for carries as well. And it was Christian Michael who led the way here in Week 15. 16 carries, 84 yards. He was basically the closer in the second half of this game when they were playing with a big lead. So Pete Carroll basically saying this week that it's going to be a hot hand approach, but it looks like Michael would be the favorite here to kind of keep it going.
Yeah. At the very least, Michael's going to get that first chance to, you know, show that he has the hot hand, which, you know, it means something here. And I also have to think that, you know, they're two touchdown favorites, 14 point favorites coming in this one. Bryce Brown has had a history of fumbling. You know, that's probably why Michael got a lot of, you know, carries in the second half of that game last week. And if they jump out to another big lead this week, they're probably going to put Michael back in there because they don't want to risk, you know, Bryce Brown fumbling in the second half. So Michael is the best bet to get, you know, close to 15 touches in this.
Carolina, Jonathan Stewart missed Week 15, and that was another one we were trying to figure out last week. Is it going to be Fozzie Whitaker? Is it going to be Tolbert? Is it going to be the rookie Cameron Artis Payne? Turns out it was Cameron Artis Payne that led the way, 14 carries, 59 yards, also had a couple of grabs for 34 yards receiving there. So how do you handicap this situation as we head into Week 16? Is it basically Cameron Artis Payne and forget about the other guys right now?
Yeah, that's how I would look at it. I really wouldn't want to, you know, even mess around with his backfield, period. But, you know, if I was, you know, going to take one guy, it would be Cameron Artis Payne. I think he did fumble late in that game. So that's something to watch, you know, going forward this week. As we saw last week with Buck Allen, these coaches like to send messages to rookie running backs by benching them after they fumble. So that is one thing to keep in mind. But, you know, I'd lean toward Artis Payne and then Tolbert and Whitaker right now. But if I could avoid this backfield, that would probably be for the best.
I do want to acknowledge the best matchup of the week, at least on paper, belongs to the Redskin running backs. They've got the Eagles this week. Eagles giving up more than 230 total yards per game, about a touchdown and a half per game to running backs here over the last five. So if you're in a smaller league, Alfred Morris and Matt Jones probably both have a chance to do something significant this week. How about Rashad Jennings for the New York Giants, Tom? Because it only took them about 14 weeks to figure out that they should probably just kind of commit to one guy as their lead ball carrier. And Rashad Jennings has been that guy the last couple of weeks, and he's been getting it done for fantasy here. And it's not out of the question that he is out there on your wire because he's been a guy that really hasn't been worth owning for the first 14 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's baffling how long it's taken the Giants to figure out that he's the best guy. Unbelievable. They continue to trot Andre Williams out there, Orleans Darkwa. Just give Jennings the ball. I mean, you know, we have the whole Odell Beckham situation here. You know, their passing game isn't going to be nearly as potent as it was, you know, even last week. So could be a game there that Rashad Jennings has to, you know, carry the ball 20 times. So You know, and he's probably available in a lot of leagues. You know, he hasn't done much until recently here. So he's a lot better than a lot of the options that we've already talked about if he's sitting out in your waiver wire.
Well, let's talk about that Giants wide receiver situation since you brought it up as we transition to wide receivers and Odell Beckham Jr. not going to play in Week 16. So if you've been rolling with him this season, if he's even been carrying you a little bit, now you're in the fantasy championship game. You don't have Odell Beckham Jr. So where do you go? Where did the Giants go? You would think that Reuben Randall would be the next man up here, and he did score a touchdown in Week 15, but when Odell Beckham is out, you're talking about 10, 11 targets per game that now need to go somewhere else. So what do we do with this Giants receiving core right now?
Yeah, I don't expect Randall to be much better. I mean, he gets plenty of targets anyway each week, and, you know, he's not very efficient. But, you know, maybe he'll get a few more opportunities. You know, if you are a desperate Odell Beckham owner, I mean, that would be the guy, obviously, to look at. Dwayne Harris on a much smaller, you know, if you're in a deep, deep, deep leg, a 16 team leg, and a tight end, Will Tye. I mean, he's, you know, become a viable option over the middle of the field here. Maybe he sees a few extra targets here. So I would look at Randall, Tye, and Harris on the very, 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 very low end.
We also have a situation with the Chicago Bears. This one, an injury situation. We'll see about Alshon Jeffrey, but he's had his injury issues this week, left with a hamstring in Week 15. His status a bit cloudy here as we head towards Week 16. And that receiver corps just has been a walking wounded all year, Tom, with Eddie Royal and Marquise Wilson and Alshon Jeffrey. And it's been a rare situation to have all those guys healthy at the same time. So if Alshon Jeffrey misses Week 16, where do we go there? Do we look at Eddie Royal as a pickup this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. And you touched on some of our injuries. If we forget about Kevin White, I mean, he was their number one pick this year, and he didn't even get on the field. And Martellus Bennett, a tight end, he's been out for the last couple of weeks. He's on the IR. I mean, this has just been a complete mess in Chicago this year at receiver. Eddie Royal, if you use him, you know, it's tough to – I mean, he might not even get through an entire game. That's how, you know, fragile he's been, you know, this year. It's a little scary. But if you're in a tight spot here, you know, somebody's got to see targets in that offense. If Alshon Jeffrey is out of the lineup, it's probably going to be Zach Miller and Eddie Royal. So if you're really desperate, cross your fingers that Royal can make it through an entire game. And, you know, maybe he'll get you 6 catches for 50 yards.
Marcus Wheaton, Pittsburgh Steelers, somebody else worth taking a look at here. And I know he didn't really do anything through the first 10 weeks of the season, but the last 4 weeks, it's now 4 straight games with at least 10 points in a PPR. We know about the huge game he had where he blew up against Seattle. But he's been very solid here the last month, scoring in 3 of his last 4 games. They certainly have a beatable matchup this week against Baltimore. If you're dying at wide receiver, I mean, Marcus Wheaton looks like he is certainly viable here.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a talented guy here in Pittsburgh, but Big Ben and him have never been on the same page at all throughout their first 3 years here. It's looking like Wheaton's finally starting to, you know, click here, and he's playing well inside for him. And when you have Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant on the outside drawing a lot of attention, you know, there's a lot of great matchups for Wheaton to win here, and he's starting to take advantage of it. If you're desperate, he could be a low-end wide receiver 3 this week or a flex option with some upside.
Stephon Diggs, Minnesota Vikings. He came on early in the year, and people were so confident in what he was doing that I think there's a lot of people who traded away maybe some bigger-name receivers that they had at the time because they said, you know what, I picked up Stephon Diggs. I'm going to be just fine. And then he went in the tank, Tom, 6 straight games with no touchdowns, 6 straight games with fewer than 70 receiving yards, all of that before Week 15. He probably wasn't in anybody's lineups in Week 15. What does he do? He scores a couple of touchdowns last week. So Teddy Bridgewater playing better. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the podcast here. The matchup is good this week against the New York Giants, and Stephon Diggs, you would think, would have a chance to produce again here in Week 16.
Yeah, and you hit it on there on the head there. I think the reason why Diggs really went into a funk there in the middle part of the season into the second half here, was because Teddy Bridgewater was really struggling. But, you know, as we've seen the last couple of weeks, Bridgewater's come alive. He got shut down by Patrick Peterson 2 weeks ago. But, You know, there's no guy like that for the Giants right now. So certainly looking viable. He's probably been dropped in quite a few leagues. So, you know, maybe that's where you look. You know, if you've lost Odell Beckham, you can look for a guy like Stephon Diggs that has, you know, that high upside potential, you know, as we saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, so you talked about Diggs and his production, you know, really being tied to the success of his quarterback there, Teddy Bridgewater. If Teddy is playing well, then Diggs has a chance. How about the relationship in Carolina between Cam Newton and Ted Ginn? Because Ted Ginn has been somebody who really has not been a consistent fantasy point producer over the span of his entire career. But this year, with Cam Newton playing out of his mind, he's been really good. And people are hesitant to trust him because of his history. But over the last 3 weeks, he now has 6 touchdowns. He scored 2 in each of the last 3 games. He's playing Atlanta this week. He beat them earlier in the year for a couple of touchdowns and more than 100 yards. And at Ted Ginn, are we at a point now where Ted Ginn is not only a must-own, but maybe even a must-start in fantasy leagues?
I think you have to roll the, you know, you're at this point in the season, he has, you know, as high upside as any wide receiver out there. I mean, just look at his line the last 3 weeks, 13 catches, 285 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's averaging 22 yards a catch. I mean, especially if you're in a non-PPR league, I mean, there's no reason that Ginn shouldn't be in your wide receiver 3 or flex spot. In PPR, there's a little more risk there, but and he's on an awful lot of waiver wires this week. You know, a friend of mine last weekend, he was in a tough spot. He lost somebody. I said, go pick up Ted Ginn. You know, he has a lot of he has a very low ceiling. I mean, a very high ceiling and a very low floor. But you know, he's clicking right now with Cam Newton. So I keep rolling the dice with him.
There's only 4 wide receivers in the NFL that have scored more touchdowns this season than Ted Ginn. He continues to roll here. Let's talk tight ends. We hit on Will Tye quickly there, and with Odell Beckham Jr. for the Giants not playing this week, Will Tye may see an uptick there in targets, but he's been very good here. The last 5 games, at least 10 fantasy points in each of his last 5 games. So, as you mentioned, he probably could keep it going this week. And a similar situation in Chicago. If Alshon Jeffrey is not ready to roll this week, or if he's less than 100%, Zach Miller, a guy who's been at least in the conversation at tight end here over the last month or 6 weeks or so, is another guy that could end up being a viable start at tight end this week, Zach Miller.
Yeah, and he's been good even with, you know, Alshon Jeffrey on the field. So either way, he's looking like a good option this week. You know, he's a good athlete. He's just a guy that's, you know, constantly been hurt throughout his career, but and he is dealing with a rib injury this year, but he's playing through it and he's playing really well. So he's definitely, you know, a very viable streaming option that's still out there on a lot of waiver wires.
Eric Ebron is a guy that I think I'd be willing to roll the dice on here. He had a nice game last night, 4 grabs, 79 yards. I know his, you know, he hasn't been the most reliable as far as catching the football. Drops have certainly been a part of his game here, but recently he has been better. He has caught 11 of his last 14 targets, so he's catching the ball a bit better. He's been a little more involved here. He has a good matchup this week against San Francisco. And I know Tyler Kroft in Cincinnati is a guy that you mentioned to me earlier today, is a guy who you think has a chance this week. And Tyler Eifert not on the field. Tyler Kroft played 92% of the snaps last week, and he goes up against Denver this week.
Yeah, I mean, I would look at him on the very low end. You know, if you're in a 14 or 16 team league, if you know, Eifert's had a lot of issues here with the concussion and a bad stinger there a couple weeks ago. So, and they're still a little bit of season to play out here, but they're looking pretty good for you know, the number 2 seed here. You know, the Broncos, up until last week, you know, nobody's really thrown on them on the outside. You know, and we have AJ Green a little banged up here on the outside with a back injury. So, I mean, Tyler Kroft is looking like a guy that, you know, could see 6 to 7 targets in the middle of the field here. That's a spot where the Broncos have been, you know, picked on a little bit here. They have some safety, you know, injuries at safety right now. So, if you're looking on the very low end, Tyler Kroft is, you know, looking viable here if Eifert is out.
The one guy who I think probably has the best matchup of the week at tight end, and he may be available, especially in smaller leagues, is Richard Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers. He's got the Cardinals this week, Cardinals giving up the most fantasy points to opposing tight ends over the last month or so, at least 9 catches for more than 100 yards in 3 of their last 4 games. So the Cardinals giving up production to the tight ends, and, you know, that Green Bay passing game is really looking for somebody, Tom, I think, to step up. And that guy was Richard Rodgers a couple of weeks ago against Detroit, and I think he's got a chance to kind of do it again with a big game potentially against the Cardinals this week.
Yeah, but one thing to keep in mind with that situation is that Andrew Corliss is not. Okay, that's it for the, Through the Waiver Wire podcast for week 16. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next Tuesday.